Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
Hello, we are reading from the Passover book, Zohar for All, reading Zohar Shmot, Exodus, these are the names. You can find the material on kabbalahmedia.info or kab.tv, and you can ask questions there too.
נתחיל.
We will start. Portion of Shmot, Exodus. These are the names. 1. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel. And the wise shall glow as the radiance of the firmament. The wise are those who gaze at the wisdom, who have attained wisdom, since wisdom is called the light of the eyes, and attaining it is called looking. Why does it not say will shine? It means that they shine and sparkle in the glow of the upper chokhmah, wisdom. They cannot attain the actual upper chokhmah, but only from Bina that return to being chokhmah through her return to the Rosh of Arichanpin. This is considered only the glow of the upper chokhmah, which is considered as mere glow and not as the actual light of chokhmah. This is why it is said, will glow, and not will shine, as the radiance means the illumination and sparkling of the river that stretches out of Eden, Bina, that emerged from Rosh of Arichanpin, which is Chochmah, called Eden, who became Chochmah when she returned to Rosh Arichanpin, and Chochmah in her is considered as only the glow of the Chochmah. This is why it is said about her, as the radiance, as in effulgence. The firmament of the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, takes Bina out of the Rosh of Arichanpin through its ascent to her place. It also brings her back to Rosh of Arichanpin through his return below to the place of Malchut, the Rosh of Arichanpin. Like the radiance of the firmament are the Kilim, vessels, and the Mochin that appear through the firmament, since the stars are in it, meaning Gal of Mochin, as well as the signs, which is Vak of Mochin, the sun, which is Zeranpin, and the moon, which is Nukva. In all these candles that shine are all the lights in Bia, since all the lights in the four worlds of Bia emerge on the Masach of Tzimtzum Bet called Firmament. The glow of this firmament shines in its illumination on the garden, Malchut. The tree of life, Tiferet, stands in the middle of the garden, in the middle line, with its branches, Sfirot, covering all the forms. Those are the souls and the trees, which are the Ruachs and the perfumes, which are the souls in the garden in the upright Kelim, corrected in the three lines. And all the animals of the field, the outer angels, gather in its shade. And all the fowl of the sky, the inner angels, sit under its branches. 3. The glow of the fruits on the tree is the souls that are born from it. It gives life to all, and its existence is for all eternity. The other side of impurity is not present in it, since the Sitra Achra has no nourishment in the Tree of Life, which is Zeranpin and Gadlut, greatness, but only the side of holiness, Kedusha. Happy are those who taste from it, for they live forever and ever. As it is written, and take also of the Tree of Life, and eat, and live forever. They are called wise, and they are rewarded with life in this world and in the next world. 4. The glow of that tree, Zeranpin, rises to Yesut, and when it rises to Yesut, it rises above the Abba and Ima, which are Bina. His march is 500 parsot, a distance, because he receives Chagat Na from Bina, whose numerals are hundreds. However, she has no Yesod, because Ima expands only through Hod. And when he rises to Abba and Ima, where illumination of Atik shines, his expansion is 600,000, for Yesod spreads in him, and he receives Chagat Nehi from the illumination of Atik, whose digits are 100,000 each. Hence, he is 600,000. There is one illumination in that tree, Malchut in his guf, body. All the colors, white, red, and green, which are lights of Chagat, are in her. These colors rise in direct light and descend in reflected light, and do not settle in any place except for that tree, for it is the middle line. 5. When the lights come out of the tree to be seen inside the glow that does not shine, the general Malchut, from Chazev Zeranpin downward, who has Zon within herself, which are the small Zon, called Jacob and Rachel, the lights intermittently settle, and do not settle within her. They are present and absent, because they settle nowhere except in that tree, which is from Chazeh of Zeranpin, upwards, and is called Israel. 12 tribes emerge from that tree, and their zones are in it. These are 12 lights, called 12 boundaries of the diagonal. They descended in this glow, which does not shine, into the exile in Egypt in several high camps. As it is written, these are the names. It is obvious that the text begins with Israel in the verse. Now, these are the names of the sons of Israel, since the root of the lights of the 12 tribes come from the tree, which is called Israel, from Chazeh of Zeranpin upwards. Also, it concludes with Jacob, when it says, who come into Egypt with Jacob? Since they have shifted from being Israel into being Jacob, from Chazeh of Zeranpin and below, where the 12 lights of the tribes cannot settle. In the words, who come into Egypt, Mitzrayim, Egypt, is from the word Mitzer, oppressing. This is why the Egyptians ruled over them.
Questions, please? If there are none, there are, yes.
If I ask from the Creator to feel the friends more, to appreciate them more, to appreciate what they do, to be closer to them, is it something that advances us?
Certainly that by that we advance this will. Not like that, but also. Yes. Certainly, that's a good prayer. Where you're asking from the Creator to bring me closer to the friends. We just have to be careful that this prayer will be on the same path we need to go. Meaning, why do you need to be closer to them? Is it a prayer that it's an egoistic prayer at your expense? And so on. There's more to add here. But in essence, yes, it's possible. And don't forget about the reforming light. And let's go for the time being.
Reading from the word of the Lord came. Sorry, continuing from 21. Do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man. 21. Do not eat the bread of an evil-eyed man, since it is not good to eat and enjoy the bread or the pleasure from that evil-eyed man.
And don't battle the evil bread in the eye, and because the bread is the pleasure of that evil-eyed person. Do not eat and enjoy it, because when the people of Israel went down to Egypt, they wouldn't taste the food and go down to Egypt. 22. Hence, there was a sentence that was made against Israel to be in exile, that had to take place even when they didn't eat their bread. It's true. Because the sentence of exile was not made in Egypt exactly, because it's not written, your seed shall be foreigners in a foreign land. But it's written in a land that's not theirs, and it could even be in another land. 23. One who has a soul and eats more than other people, or one who walks after his gut and his way is to just fill his belly with pleasures, if he met that evil-eyed person, he will kill himself and not eat from his bread, because there's no evil bread in the world but the bread of the evil-eyed person. And as it's written, that the Egyptians would not eat the bread of the Hebrews because it was despicable to the Egyptians, meaning they could not see that the Hebrews are eating, when the Hebrews are eating. Here for you is the bread of the evil eye. And the heading, three are those who reject divinity. 32. Blessed are Israel, where despite being in the exile of Egypt, were protected from all these three. From Nidah, from the daughter of a stranger, and to killing the sons. They tried in these deeds in public to awaken multiplication and being fruitful. Even though the sentence was made, as it's written, every son that is born, throw him to the Nile. You could not find a person amongst them that would kill an embryo in a fetus in the mother's belly. Even moreover, after he was born, thanks to this, Israel emerged from exile.
In Egypt, they avoided menstruation. It is written, and he made the lever of brass, and the base, therefore, of brass, of the mirrors of the serving women. Why were the women rewarded with bringing the mirrors to the tabernacle? It was because they kept themselves in the exile in Egypt, where once they were purified from their impurity, they would come and adorn themselves and look in the mirror in their husbands, and evoke them with multiplication. Thus, they avoided menstruation in the exile in Egypt. 34. From a daughter of a foreign god. In Egypt, they avoided the daughter of a foreign god from foreign women. As it is written, all the hosts of the Lord went out. It is written, the tribes of the Lord, as a testimony unto Israel. They certainly have nothing of a mixture of a foreign nation. And it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel, the tribes of the sons of Israel, and speak unto the sons of Israel. All this indicates that there was no mixture of foreign women in them. 35. But it is written, whose father was an Egyptian? He certainly was one, and the text makes him known. In Egypt they were meticulous with keeping multiplication, as it is written, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. In Egypt Israel kept away from all those, from menstruation, from a daughter of a foreign god, and from killing the sons. This is why the sons of Israel came to Egypt, and the sons of Israel came out to freedom. As it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel who come into Egypt. Came means that they did not come to stay, but that they came out by keeping these three things.
Ma'amar ishu veto ba'u.
Man and his daughter came.
If there are questions, raise your hand. No, if time being that, okay.
There's exits in Zohar and all the time. That if they do this, then they would come out of Egypt. And they didn't do it, so they didn't come out. And there's these conditions that they have to stand by.
Certainly, from the beginning of creation to the end of it, we need to make corrections. If we do corrections, we advance. If we don't, we do a spin around it, and then we return to it.
They didn't have a choice in these choices? If they didn't do this, then they wouldn't. All of this would happen. All of these conditions.
I don't know. It could be that yes. Maybe yes. There are such explanations also that if it wasn't this, wouldn't have been this way, then he would be privileged with that or rewarded with that.
There's a condition that doesn't matter what happens that they have to do in order to leave Egypt.
But in this process, you have states that are dependent on your free choice. You have to discern, scrutinize the vessels, and to join them one by one, and advance that way from the beginning to the end of correction. But in what way? You have their... You can change things. Even though if you know in advance that whether you, do you know in advance you to change or not? Maybe not. in many places, we can see how they write it that way. If it weren't to be this way, then they would have been merited. They would have merited this, and we need to think that that's how it is. Yes.
They came each man with his household. Item 36. These are the names of the sons of Israel, means Israel, Saba, who come into Egypt, means all those armies and camps of angels that were descending into exile with Jacob, as it is written, with Jacob. And why does it say, they came each man with his household? After all, there is no house in angels. But of course, the angels came each with his household, because all who receive from another is considered a house to the giver. It turns out that each man with his household means giving and receiving, which applies to angels as well. 37. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, since he said, the house of the Lord, what is the king's house? And if you say that it was said, the king's house for Solomon, it is not so. Rather, the house of the Lord is the temple, and the king's house is the holy of holies. 38. And the house of the Lord is the temple, courts, chambers, porch house, and the holy of holies. The temple, meaning Malchut, called the house of God. The king's house is the holy of holies, the innermost, Bina, who is called just king. Although this king is the high king, he is a nukva toward the uppermost, concealed point, Chochmah. And even though she is nukva, she is still a male with respect to the king below, Zeranpin. This means that a higher degree is always considered a male with respect to the lower one, and the lower one is a female. And yet, with respect to the one below the lowest, even the lower one is considered a male. It is always like that, which is why everything is like that. Hence, it is written about the lower ones, the angels that came to Egypt with Jacob. They came each man with his household, even though there is no household in them. This is because man and his household are considered male and female, where each higher degree in them is considered a male with respect to the lower one, and each lower degree is considered a female with respect to the upper, and a male with respect to her own lower one. 39. A locked garden is my sister. A locked garden is the assembly of Israel, the Nukva. As it is necessary to keep this garden, to hoe, to water, and to prune it. The assembly of Israel needs hoeing, keeping, watering, and pruning, meaning the righteous service of the Nukva. This is why she is called a garden. She is also called a vineyard, because as the vineyard requires hoeing, watering, and pruning, so do Israel, meaning the house of Israel, the Nukva, as it is written, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel.
Okay. Yes.
What is it that all of the souls in Israel saved the whole world?
Olam, world, is called vessels that need to be corrected. One soul of Israel is that kli that needs to be corrected, that needs to correct the world, part of the world. Therefore, the main thing for us is to correct Israel. And Israel, who correct, enter the vessels of the nations of the world and correct them. Therefore, one who corrects one soul in Israel, it's as if he corrected the whole world. This is how we say this. It's not in a precise manner that it's one soul. There's nevertheless many souls in Israel that emerge down to go down to Egypt and etc. It's not like for the whole world. But the correction of each and every soul in the world is like correcting the whole world. Without it, the whole world won't be corrected.
In the past few days, my wife and I got a gift. Her son came to visit us for the holiday of Passover, and I feel as if the Creator invited him so that I will be able to do something. And I have a great support from my wife that, yes, you have the strength to influence him. And I'm really with him for many hours throughout the day, and I see that as much as I'm with him, Gmar Tikkun, end of correction, I don't want it, I don't need it. Just being able to come out of myself 100%, completely. There's no doubt that it's enough for me not to even want Gmar Tikkun, but to continue everything that's needed, the lessons, the Zooms with the 10, everything. The support is all around us. How do we continue this pleasure?
Follow your heart. That's it. Go by your heart and everything will work out.
עמוד 304, מאמר את יעקב איש וביתו באו. 50. השכינה ירדה למצרים עם יעקב, כמו שכתוב, אנוכי ארד עמך מצרימה. השכינה ירדה למצרים את יעקב, ו600,000 מרכבות קדושות עמה. כמו שכתוב,
the heading with Jacob, each man came with his household. 50. Did divinity go down to Egypt with Jacob, as it is written, I will go down with you? Divinity went down with Jacob, and 600,000 holy merkavot with her, as it is written, about 600,000 men on foot. 600,000 holy merkavot went down to Egypt with Jacob, and all rose from there when Israel came out of Egypt. It is written, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Sukkot, about 600,000 men on foot, and it did not say 600,000, but about 600,000. This implies that 600,000 below came out, 600,000 holy merkavot that were with them came out above.
51. When those holy merkavot and holy camps came out, Israel saw and knew that they were detained from coming out because of them, because they were not coming out, and all of Israel's rush was for them, as it is written, and could not delay. It should have said, did not want to delay. But it says that they could not because of the camps of angels for whom they were delayed. It is known that the sons of Israel in the text are all the sons of Israel of the firmament, the angels. It is written, who come into Egypt with Jacob. It did not say, these are the names of the sons of Israel who come into Egypt with him. But these are the names of the sons of Israel who come into Egypt with Jacob, meaning those who come to Egypt first, meaning the angels, and they came with Jacob. 52. When Jacob was saved from Laban, and Jacob walked away, the angels of God met him. And when he went down to Egypt, the Creator said, I will go down with you into Egypt. And if the master went down, it is obvious that his servants will go down with him. As it is written, who come into Egypt with Jacob. And it does not say, with him. Here, the sons of Israel are those who are actually called the sons of Israel, the tribes. 53. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. Do not pronounce it Shemot, desolations, with a sheen, with patach, but rather Shemot, names, with a sheen, with tzerah, as the Creator did in heaven, he did on earth. These are the holy names in the firmament, and there are the holy names on earth, meaning the names of the tribes. It is said about them, these are the names of the sons of Israel. 54. On the day when Jacob went down to Egypt, 600,000 high angels went down with him. As it is written, behold, it is the traveling couch of Solomon. 60 mighty men are around it. These are locks that are carved to receive a key. The keys turn in the place of the lock. The locks are on the seventh sphira, Malchut, and they are carved in the sixth sphira, Yesod. As it is written, mighty men are around it. Malchut has only Chagat Nehi. She ends in Yesod, called Miftecha, key, and she lacks the Malchut of Malchut, the locks, Manulim, Malchut, which are carved according to the key, turn in the place of the key, Yesod. The essence of the lock is Malchut, which consists of seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim. Thus, it should have said that Solomon's couch, which is Malchut, has 70 mighty men around it, which are seven Sfirot, each of which consists of 10. However, they end in Yesod, called Miftecha, and there is only Chagat Nehi in her, which are six Sfirot, each of which consists of 10, which are 60, as it is written, 60 mighty men around it, and not 70. 55. The traveling couch. Divinity is called a couch. Of Solomon means of the king that Shalom, peace, wholeness, is his, meaning Zeranpin, middle line, which makes peace between right and left. 60 mighty men around it are 600,000 high angels that are from the army of divinity that descended to Egypt with Jacob. And the reason why they are 60 is that divinity is written with a miftecha of the mighty men of Israel, means the upper Israel, Zeranpin, to whom Gvura extends from him. As it is written, now these are the names of the sons of Israel. Each man came with his household, means they and their ways. This is so because his house means his costumes and his ways, since each angel has a specific act after which it is named. 56. If the people of the world knew Jacob's great honor when the Creator told him, I will go down with you into Egypt, they would lick the ground around his grave, and for 3 palsot, approximately 8 miles away. It is written, and Moses went out to meet his father-in-law. They interpret that Aaron saw that Moses went out, and he went out with him. And Eleazar and the elderly presidents went out with him. And the heads of the fathers and the leaders of the people and all of Israel went out with them. It turns out that all of Israel went out to meet Jethro, since who would see Moses going out and would not go out with him? And who would see Aaron and the presidents go out and would not go out? It turns out that everyone went out because of Moses. And if this was so because of Moses, it was even more so for the Creator, when he said, I will go down with you into Egypt, that the whole of the upper household would go down with him. In other words, he alone, and then, these are the names of the sons of Israel, meaning the whole of the upper household, because it is written about Moses, and Moses went out, and all of Israel went out with him.
Ma'amar, hayo haya dvar Hashem, 57.
The word of the Lord came expressly. 57. It is written, I will go down with you into Egypt. When Jacob went down to Egypt, as it is written, these are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt. They all went down to Egypt with Jacob. This means that all the Melkavot, the assemblies, chariots, and armies went down to Egypt with Jacob, and not only the Creator, as is implied in the words, I will go down into Egypt with you. 58. This was alone. It is written, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel. There are 3 issues here. 1. There is no divinity abroad. Yet Ezekiel's prophecy was in the land of the Chaldeans. 2. There was none so loyal as Moses. As it is written, he is trusted in all my house. And Ezekiel revealed all the treasures of the king, more than Moses. 3. It seems as though he was not sure of himself. For if he were sure of himself, he would not reveal so much. 59. But of course, he did not reveal more than he should have. Ezekiel was a complete prophet. He was complete in his reason and revealed all that he revealed with the Creator's permission. And it was necessary that he would reveal everything that he revealed. The Creator never left Israel in exile before he came to place his divinity with them. It is even more so with Jacob, that when he went down to exile, the Creator and his divinity and the upper holy ones and Imakavot all came down with Jacob, as it is written, who came to Egypt with Jacob. This settles the question that even though he said, I will go down into Egypt with you, it does not mean he alone, but rather with his divinity and armies and Milkavot. This is the conduct of the Creator in all the exiles, as Ezekiel revealed in the exile in Babylon.
Mama. 70 nefesh. 65.
Continuing from 65. 70 souls. The Torah counted Jacob's sons, first as 12 and then as 70. As it is written, all the souls of the house of Jacob that came into Egypt were 70. What is the reason that they were 70 and not more? It corresponds to the 70 nations that are in the world, for they were one nation opposite all of them. 66. The illuminating keys are the mitigated malchut that ends in Yesod, which is called Miftacha. Their branches sit in their journeys when they shine during the journey of the three lions. Also, they are appointed over 17 nations that emerge from the 12 engravings and ties that surround in their journeys in the order of the three lions, which are equal to the four directions of the world, Hug Tum. Even though their journeys are only on three lines, Chagat, they shine in four directions, which are Chagat and Malchut. And there are only three in each, which are the three lines, and 4 times 3 are 12. And since they shine in Malchut too, they can rule over 70 nations. He set the borders of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. The number 12 in the children of Israel shines to the 70 nations. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, means that the three lions will shine in all four directions, Hug Tum, indicating that they exist for Israel, which are the 12 tribes. It does not say in the four, but as the four. Since as the world cannot be without four directions, the world cannot be without Israel.
Ma'amar Bayakom Melech Hadash 75. Bayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim.
And a new king arose, 75. And a new king arose over Egypt. All the nations in the world and all the kings in the world were strengthened in their government only because of Israel. Egypt did not rule the whole world until Israel came and entered there in the exile. Then they overcame all the peoples in the world. Babel was stronger than all the peoples in the world only because of Israel, when they were in exile among them. Edom were stronger than all the people in the world only because of Israel, when they were in exile among them. Those people were in lowliness among the rest of the nations, and were lower than all of them, but grew strong because of Israel. 76. Egyptians were lower than all the peoples. They were actually called slaves, because the Egyptians were the lowest of all peoples. Babylonians were low, as it is written, "Behold the land of the Chaldeans." This is the people that was not. Edomites were lowly, As it is written, "Behold, I make you small among the nations, and greatly despised." 77. They all receive strength only because of Israel, since when Israel are in exile with them, they immediately become stronger than all other nations in the world, since Israel alone are equal to all the nations in the world. When Israel went into the exile in Egypt, Egypt immediately rose, and their government strengthened above all the nations. As it is written, "And a new king arose over Egypt." Arose means that they had rising, meaning that the angel appointed over the government of Egypt was strengthened, and rose, and was given strength and rule over all the appointees of all the other nations. In the beginning, that appointee above was given governance, and subsequently his people below. And because of that, the writing says, "And a new king arose over Egypt." This was their appointee, who was new, because until this day he had no governance over all the other nations. And now he was raised to rule over all the peoples in the world. And then the words, "Under three things the earth quakes, under a slave when he becomes king," come true, since the Egyptians were slaves. 78. 30 days before strength comes to the people on the earth, or before a crisis comes to the people on the earth, this thing is declared in the world. At times it is given to a child, and at times to those people who are mindless. And sometimes it is given to the fowl, and they declare in the world, and there is no one to heed them. When people are righteous, that thing is given to the heads of the righteous of the world, so they will alert the people, and they will return to their master. But if the people are not righteous, it is as we said. 79. In the morning, in the light of day, I saw a bird, a flying angel. He lifted himself up three times, and lowered himself down once. And he was saying high and low. On this day, the firmaments fly. That is, the degrees obtained their gal through the flying of the firmament, as in a tower that is flying in the air. Three upright appointees govern the earth. One sits and one does not sit, for he too wishes to stand and to not sit. He was taken through burning fire, revoked his existence, and revoked his rule. And three high ruling pillars stand over the world. The bird is an angel that serves for the zivug of Zon. As it is written, "For a bird of the air shall carry the voice." And the level of the zivug that extends from Zon is in three lines, called Chagat of Zeranpin. Right. The Nukva too receives these Chagat from Zivug. The Nukva too receives these Chagat from Zeranpin in a zivug, but her own essence is left, whose conduct is to shine from above downwards, and it is dark and does not shine at all. This is the meaning of the Nukva having nothing of her own except what her husband Zeranpin gives her. The reception of light from Zeranpin is called morning and light of day. The angel that serves for the zivug of Zeranpin and Nukva implies that only three lines of Zeranpin, Chagat, shine in illumination of Chokhmah, since Zeranpin is right. But the left line, Nukva, whose way is to shine from above downwards, is low and does not shine. And he said, upper ones on this day, meaning in the light of Zeranpin, who is called day. The firmaments fly means that the firmaments reveal illumination of Chokhmah, as in flying in the air, and not in the Nukva, left. Hence, only the three appointees that extend from Chagat rule over the world. Rule over the earth. And one appointee who extends from the essence of Nukva from the left needs to sit to diminish his level. It is like a person who sits, and thus lowers his height by a third, meaning the gal, so he will not extend them from above downwards. And because he does not wish to sit, but to raise his own level of gal, which extends from above downwards, he was taken through burning fire. His existence was revoked, and his government was revoked. Thus, only three high, ruling pillars stand over the world. Those extend only from Chagat.
אלו הנמשכים מחגת בלבד. 80.
80. I tossed a lump of dust onto that bird and told it, "Bird, bird, do not tell me. There are three appointees. There are three appointees and one who is removed from his reign. Who are they?" It threw three arrows at me from the right wing, from Zeranpin, and one from the left, from Nukva, and I do not know what it meant. In other words, I do not know the innovation it was trying to teach me. 81. He took those arrows and lowered them to his nostrils. Blood came out of his nostrils, implying dinim in red color. He said, "There must be three rulers of peoples who are standing in the city of Rome in the land, since they extend from Chagat of Zeranpin, and they are destined to declare bad decrees over Israel by the Romans." In other words, the flaw that Israel blemished in Chagat gave the Romans strength to destroy the temple and declare bad decrees. It took that arrow that the bird had thrown from the left wing and smelled it. Then black fire came out of it, which is the color of the left, designated to Nukva, and is not included in the three colors of the rainbow, white, red, and green, which come from the three lines Chagat, and there is no black in them. He said that they revoked the government of the Egyptians, who extend the light of left from above downwards, and that a Roman king would traverse the whole of the land of Egypt and appoint ministers and warmongers in Egypt. Also, he will destroy buildings that were built and extended from the left side and build the ruins that were ruined because they were from the right, for which the Egyptians have no desire. He threw those arrows to the ground, meaning extended their illumination from above downwards. The three arrows fell on the one that was left. The three arrows fell on the one that was on the left side. The one that was on the left side was burned, and the three arrows on the right side persisted. This is so because the illumination of the right can be extended from above downwards, and he did that so they would realize the truthfulness of the intimations of the bird. 82. While they were seated, a child passed through and was calling the vision of Egypt. "Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and is about to come to Egypt." His second friend passed by and said, "But the land of Egypt shall be desolate." His third friend passed by and said, "The wisdom of Egypt shall perish." They saw that the arrow from the left wing was burnt, and the three other arrows that were on it were not burnt. 83. That arrow, Rabbi Elazar said, that this is of the bird and this is of the children. And that arrow of the bird and that of the children are all one thing. In their verses, the children too were saying that Egypt, the left line that shines from above downwards, is destined to be desolate and lost. It is all high prophecy that was given to birds and to children, and the Creator wished to show us those high secrets that He does. Hence, He sent them to us. As it is written, "For the Lord God will do nothing, but He reveals His counsel unto His servants, the prophets." 84. Sages are more important than prophets at any time. Since prophets are sometimes imbued with the spirit of holiness, and sometimes not. But the spirit of holiness is not removed from sages for even a moment. They know what is above and below, and do not need to reveal. Everything is wisdom, chokhmah, and the chokhmah of Rabbi Elazar is higher than everyone else's. Were it not for sages, people would not know what is Torah and what are the mitzvot, the commandments of the Creator. And there would be no difference between man's spirit and the spirit of a beast. 85. When a Creator executes din, judgment on a people, he first executes it with the appointee that is appointed over them above. As it is written, the Lord will punish the host of the high heaven on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. The host of the high heaven, first meaning the appointed angel, and then the kings of the earth. 86. By which deen was the appointee above sentenced? He's taken through the river of fire, which extends and comes out from before the Lord. And then his rule is revoked, and it is immediately declared in the firmament, the rule of appointee so-and-so has been removed from him, until that voice reaches all the firmaments, and until it reaches those who rule in this world, who are dependent upon that appointee. Then that voice comes out and declares throughout the world, until it reaches birds and children, and the most foolish of people, who do not know what they are saying. 87. And a new king arose. A new king means really new. He innovated decrees that no other king had innovated previously. It is written, who did not know Joseph, meaning he did not know all that good that Joseph had done in the land of Egypt. As it is written, and Joseph brought all the money into Pharaoh's house. And he revived them in the years of the famine. He did not remember all that and pretended not to know all that. 88. And a new king rose over Egypt. He rose by himself. Those who were low rose to rule, even though he was not worthy of kingship, but rose by the power of wealth. Everything is so, like Ahasuerus, who is not worthy of kingship, but rose to rule by himself, and rose by the power of wealth, and wished to destroy Israel. It is the same with Pharaoh here. He was not worthy of being a king, but he rose to reign by himself, and wished to destroy Israel from the world. As it is written, and he said unto his people, and when a king rises below, meaning the appointed angel, a king rises below.
Good, so we're moving to...